You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
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 I'm Evelyn.
I'm Simi.
I'm Amy.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Bella.
I'm Gathering Gray.
I'm Tom.
I'm Evie.
I'm Florin.
How is it going as an exchange student having studied abroad in the University of Confluence? Have you totally adapted to the school life? Well, guess what? I have a good news to tell you.
Hey, Cindy, everything goes well. But what good news?
I'm traveling to Madrid this week. That means we will meet each other very soon.
Cool. Waiting here for you.
Madrid is the capital and largest city of Spain. It is the third largest city in the European Union, after London and Berlin. And its metropolitan area is the third largest in the European Union, after Paris and London. As the capital city of Spain, seat of government, and the residence of the Spanish monarch, Madrid is also the political, economic, and cultural center of Spain.Due to its economic output, high standard of living, and market size, Madrid is considered the major financial center of Southern Europe and the Iberian Peninsula. It hosts the head offices of the vast majority of the major Spanish companies and the headquarters of the World Tourism Organization. And what's more, Madrid is the 17th most livable city in the world according to Monaco magazine in its 2014 index.Complutense University of Madrid is a public research university located in Madrid and one of the oldest universities in the world. The university constantly ranks as the top university in Spain. This is Look Around. Can make you mad? I can't do nothing about this strange weather.
Simi and Clara into the campus of the University Complutense.
Oh, so beautiful the campus is!
Yeah, with the longest history among all the universities in Spain, it looks antique and elegant.
So long a history!
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League and Ballard. This is Resound Behind.
Hey Ma, I know Spanish soccer is famous, but I want to know some good universities in Spain. Is there anyone?
My friend came back from Spain last week. She told me one, the Complutense University of Madrid.
Really? Anything more?
There is a book about it. Let's read it together.
Wonderful.
The Complutense University of Madrid is a public research university located in Madrid and one of the oldest universities in the world. The university enrolls over 86,000 students.And consistently ranks as the top university in Spain. It's located on the Spalding campus, with a nexus in the district of Spogers.
On May 20th, 1293, King Sancho IV of Castile granted the Archbishop of Toledo a royal charter to found the Stadium General, as university was known at that time. Alcalá de Henares,one of his alumni, Cardinal, made extensive purchase of land and ordered the construction of many buildings. In what became the first university campus in history, City of God, named after the work of Augustine of Hippo. This papal bull confirmed official recognition throughout Christendom to all degrees granted by the university.
During the 16th and 17th century, Complutense University became one of the greatest centers of academic excellence in the world. Many of the leading figures in science, arts, and politics of that age studied or taught in Complutense classrooms. Special colleges were created for students of foreign origin, such as Flourish or Irish. Besides,In the course of over seven centuries, the University of Madrid has provided individual contributions in the science, fine arts, and political leadership. Allow me include famous philosophers, writers, scientists, military leaders, foreign leaders, and many prime ministers of Spain.
In 1785,The Complutense University of Madrid became one of the first universities in the world to grant a doctorate degree to female students. By royal decree of 1857, the University of Madrid was the only institution in Spain authorized to grant doctorates throughout the Spanish Empire. In comparison, the University of Oxford did not accept female scholars until the year 1920.And the University of Cambridge did not grant a PhD to a female student until the year 1926.
The university greatly expanded during the 19th century, and its accommodations in central Madrid proved to be increasingly inadequate. Besides, the greater number of students after this move from Almeria,The university had been based in a number of government properties. The ancient buildings were not ideal as educational settings, and the early 20th century witnessed the students of the central universities attending philosophy lectures and anatomical lessons in spaces which is served as ballrooms and salons only a few decades prior.
The university has played a major role in the political development of Spain since its founding. Its graduates have been members at either congressional or ministerial level in all of the government of Spain since Englishmen. Due to this long history in capital of Complutense University, enjoys great support from Madrid-based institution. At a local, national and international level, still, it is making rapid progress in its academic.
What a great school with such a profound history. I also want to study here, but if I want to study abroad in Spain, what should I prepare for?
There are four famous overseas studying institutions in Madrid and... Oh, look, there's a cute cafe. Let's go and relax there, talking something about it.
Welcome to Shine in Campus.
Shine on Campus. Shine in Campus.
Hi. A new week is on the way. This week for Simi is a very busy week, you know. We have exams in our majors and many activities in social organizations. Sometimes Simi wonder why we should do this, like I'm sitting here to share with all of you about universities. This is also a part of my life and I'm glad. Actually, as one of our Ivy League partners are from the Spanish major, so this time we followed her into the most famous Spanish university, Complutense University of Madrid. Okay, so first, the Complutense University of Madrid is a public research university located in Madrid and one of the oldest universities in the world. The university enrolls over 86,000 students and consistently ranks as the top university in Spain. It is located on the sprawling campus that occupies the entirety of the Ciudad Universitaria district of Madrid, with annexes in the district of Somogases in the neighboring city of Pozuelos de Alarcón. The Complutense University publishes a bi-monthly newspaper, the Gaceta Complutense, and also features a fully operational radio station, Radio Complutense, which broadcasts for 12 hours daily. Both are run from the School of Communication. While the university has a select number of registered dormitories, these are located on the fringes of the campus, within border neighborhoods, and therefore, no students truly live on campus proper. Due to the cost and the fact that university lodging is not required, the majority of the Complutense students live independently, either in non-isolated dormitories or in actual apartments. So next, how is this university sport? Let's see what the students in there say.
The University of Madrid is home to over 100 students' political, social, and sports-related groups. Gym, yoga, swimming, tennis, diving, and numerous other courses are offered. In terms of team sports, the Complutense features male and female basketball, football, and volleyball divisions, as well as rugby, chess, badminton, golf, and archery teams are also available.
Yeah, apart from it, internal university games are also held several times a year. With all of the different schools competing, the Complutense also participates in the regional university games held each March at the stadium in Madrid. and selected national competitions, all students, professors, staff members, and family of staff members have the right to be evaluated and attended to at the Competence University Center for Sports and Fitness Medicine. Actually, there are some full-time institutions of this university outside of Spain. Let's know more about it.
Besides an extensive series of courses permitting students exchange and study abroad opportunity with prestigious universities throughout the world, the Competence University of Madrid currently operates 4 full-time institutions outside of Spain.
Also, let's see. Coat of arms of the Real Collegial Competence at Harvard University. The Real Collegial Competence at Harvard University, the RCC, was founded as a joint cooperative institution to foster intellectual and scientific interaction between Harvard University and Competence. With the support of H.M. King John Carlos, H.M. Queen Sophia of Spain, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, it follows the tradition of the Royal Spanish College, founded in 1364 to host Spanish visiting scholars at the University of Bologna. The RCC Accord is the only one of its sort ever to have been approved by Harvard. The institution is directly jointly by the President of Harvard and the Rector of Competence University, with an academic council formed by 5 Harvard professors and 5 Competence professors. It permits a select number of Competence professors to conduct their research at Harvard as visiting scholars. RCC fellows enjoy the same privileges as Harvard's non-tenured faculty. Each year, the institution hosts the RCC Fellows Lectures, a conference cycle during which the visiting scholars deliver a lecture revealing the results of their investigation to an audience of Harvard professors and students. Finally, it also permits a small number of students to attend doctoral school at the university as research associates under scholarships held by the Spanish royal family. And there are another 2 institutions overseas. They are all fantastic. Last is also commitment to supporting students and rewarding academic excellence. The Spanish university and other institutions offer a wide range of financial support, so you can choose it to support your exchange life. You can know more from their website. Okay, today is stopping here. Shine in campus. Let's see next Wednesday. You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Simi.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles pas couler en même temps comme le crâne des roues. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que...
Thanks a lot, Clara. I think the information you offered will help me a lot. The latte tastes good. But I haven't decided which major I should study here. It's really a hot potato. Could you give me some advice?
No problem.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Amy.
This is Major Major.
Hey, Cassie, what a long time since we met last time.
You must be kidding. It's just about 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks only, I think.
Really? Maybe just because I missed you so much. So, you went to Shanghai. It's a great city, isn't it? Talk something, please.
Well, Shanghai is a very international metropolis. It has numerous skyscrapers. I love this modern city.
Any other places you have visited?
Suzhou Tongli. Tongli ancient town is full traditional feeling. I love its peace and various tourist attractions.
Oh, pretty cool. But when you were traveling, we are working busily, so...
Okay, stop sweet. Let's go to have a meal, my treat.
Great.
Just now you see your brother studying in Complutense University of Madrid, being exchanged to Spain. That's special.
Right, he was crazy about Spanish and learning himself during high school. Now his dream finally came true.
So what does he major in Complutense?
He majors in accountancy.
Wow, could you share his experience which happened in Complutense University of Madrid?
Well, as we know, as an overseas student, it's been hard for him to adapt to life there. However, he got through a difficult time. The university built co-curricular that's just the fostering of department skills and, at the same time, to provide students with electives, focusing on the theoretical aspects of their fields of interest, which not only facilitates their grasp of job skills, but also ensures their capacity to apply these skills innovatively.
Wow! It's very different from the Python they mistakenly. As you know, I'm going to college next year. Accountant is one of major I'm considering now. Could you tell me what you know about the major?
Absolutely. Accounting has several subfields of subject areas, including financial accounting, management accounting, auditing, taxation, and accounting information systems. I am familiar with the former two types. Financial accounting focuses on the reporting of an organization's financial information to external users of the information, such as investors, regulators, and suppliers. It measures and records business transactions and prepares financial statements for the external users. In accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP in turn arises from the wide agreement between accounting theory and practice, and change over time to meet the needs of decision makers.
Thank you so much. You hope so much.
You just mentioned that you are going to college. Besides accountancy, what else major have you considered? Maybe I can know something about it. Tell me.
To be honest, computer science is the preferred major I'm considering to major in. For all I know, its subfields can be divided into a variety of theoretical and practical disciplines, such as computational complexity theory are highly abstract, while fields such as computer graphics emphasize real-world visual applications.
That sounds really abstract. I don't follow up with you, but it's okay for me to know more about major.
At the first time I get into computer science, it seemed difficult for me too, but I have a sense of achievement when I figured some problems out. Now let me tell other things on the subject. Programming language theory considers various approaches to the description of computation. While the study of computer programming itself investigates various aspects of the use of programming language and complex systems, human-computer interaction considers the changing in making computers and computations useful and universally accessible to humans.
Well, I think you're really interested in it, but are you sure? It's a very difficult major. And I know some friends are majoring in it, and many of them regretted choosing the major. As far as I'm told, the major includes plenty of time consuming on programming. At the same time, the courses they need to finish usually tend to be more difficult and abstract. So I don't recommend a major for you.
I would get more information on different majors before I make final decision. Anyway, thank you for telling me so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad I can help. If you need my help, don't hesitate to call me. Now, I gotta go. See you next time.
See you.
You are listening to Dream to the Avalanche.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Amy.
This is Major Major.
At the moment, the two girls walked out of a bar and then into the teaching building. There are many portraits on the wall.
so clever is Stella, my favorite Spanish writer.
Stella? The author of Pascual Dorothy?
Yes, Pascual Dorothy.
Never tiring, never yielding,
every
never finishing.
Wasted
we renew that purpose today.
I might give, for which I have a dream today.
Prepared to die.
You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by
even
love.
Even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself.
Story on Desk. See you again.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Story on Desk. I'm Clara.
I'm Tom. The Songs of a Spanish Father and an English Mother. Stella was born in 1915 in comfortable surroundings in the northwestern region of Galicia. He was recruited as a private to fight on the side of the rebel forces by battlefield dictators, but received a serious wound. In 1989, he won the Nobel Prize in Literature. After winning the Nobel Prize, he was asked how he would like to be remembered. Using the language common in his fiction, Stella said he would like this actor. He would like someone who tried to steal his fellow man as little as possible.
Stella published his first novel, La Familia de Pascual Duarte, The Family of Pascual Duarte, when he was 26 in 1942. It was published first in Argentina, and not in his native Spain. Pascual Duarte has trouble finding validity in conventional morality and commits a number of crimes, including murders, for which he feels nothing. This novel is also of particular importance. The book was deemed too violent and crude for Spain of the 1940s, which was in the early stages of General Franco's long dictatorship. It's now often cited as having breathed new life into Spanish literature in the years immediately following the bloody civil war. The novel owed its freshness in part to the universal straightforward language Stella. Stella used to tell the tale of a rural, uneducated man who commits a serious brutal murder without really knowing why and ends up being executed.
Cuando estaban los míos cerrados y he sentido el calor de tus labios sin haberlos rozado.
Another well-known work, Heist, published in 1951, takes place in the cold, depressing post-war years and tells the story of dying writers who sleep hours during the winter in Madrid's literary cafes.
It was fitted more than 300 characters and a dial showing the influence of both Spanish realists and contemporary English and French language authors. The mystical style, the sarcastic, often grotesque form of realism, is exemplified in the type. It should be also noted that, as with some of his other works in this period, the Height was first published in Argentina. A Spanish government bandy. A Spanish government bandy because of the Height. It should be also noted that, as with some of his other works in this period, the Height was first published in Argentina. A Spanish government bandy because of the perceived immorality of its content.
Preguntando a todos por tu nombre, pero no te he encontrado.
Stella died from heart disease in January 2002 in Madrid, aged 85, leaving behind a remarkable literary legend.
You are listening to Dream to the Island.
Here comes the end of the story on deck.
See you next time.
Cindy, near here there's a pretty plaza. Listen, some people are dancing flamenco there. Let's go and join the party.
Great!
Me gusta cantar el son, mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, ay, ay.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. Here comes the end of our program today. See you next time. More attention. Tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, we'll see the Nana Hotel. We'll talk something about road rage. Let's look forward to it.
El amor baila al son que le toquen, sea Dios o el demonio. Sea Dios o el demonio.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。